Thank you very much. As I'm sure everyone knows already, we're preparing for a truly extraordinary winter weather event. And this storm promises to be truly difficult and dangerous, and this is not to be trifled with. So we're taking it very seriously here on the state side. Forecasts at this point include 36 inches of snow in the coming day and a half. The lake effect snow in some areas, up to 4 inches per hour, wind gusts up to 40 miles per hour, and wind chill temperatures as low as 40 degrees below zero. And again, it will last for some 36 hours. Western New York has had experience with snow, but this is something different. This is snow plus extraordinary Arctic cold and wind and a very long duration of about 36 hours. So the combination, we believe, is going to be challenging and dangerous. And again, we're taking it very seriously. I'm announcing four actions. First, I'm declaring a state of emergency in advance of the storm for the following counties: Allegheny, Cattaraugus, Chautauqua, Erie, Genesee, Jefferson, Lewis, Livingston, Monroe, Oneida, Orleans, Oswego, Wayne, and Wyoming. A state of emergency allows us to use state resources to assist local governments and gives us the flexibility to deploy state agencies without going through any red tape. Second, I'm ordering the State Department of Transportation and the New York State Thruway to redirect plows, personnel, and snow removal equipment from eastern and southern areas of the state to assist the Lake Erie and Ontario areas. We have 236 plows on site now. We are sending 420 additional plows to the affected regions. We will also be sending about 1,000 state personnel to assist in the operations. Third, the Department of Transportation and Thruway are preemptively closing a number of roads in the region. This will allow us to keep critical routes clear of vehicles and get the roads plowed and opened as soon as possible. It gets very difficult when a road is left open. Cars become stranded. It's dangerous for the occupants of the cars, and it makes it virtually impossible for us to clear the roads. I have gone through that on previous situations, and it really compounds already difficult problems. Earlier today, we announced that the Thruway would close between Exit 50 and Exit 61, basically from just west of Buffalo down to the Pennsylvania line. In addition, I'm announcing that DOT will close Route 400 in Erie County, Route 219 in Erie County, I-81 from Exit 31 to 45 in central New York. These closures will commence at 8 o'clock tonight, again, to keep people off the roads, to prevent stranded vehicles, and to allow us to clean them, especially with this high rate of falling snow. I'm also activating the Incident Response Force of the New York National Guard, including 208 National Guard personnel who will be joining the team along with Humvees, snow removal equipment, etc. I've been in contact with County Executive Mark Poloncarz. I've been in contact with Mayor Byron Brown. Spoke to them myself. We're making sure that we're coordinated on all levels and that the county and the city and the state are working together, consolidating our resources and our personnel. I stand ready to be of service to the county and the city in anything they need. As I said, the movement from the other parts of the state of the personnel and the equipment has already started, so they're on their way. Lastly, we need individual citizens to do their part of this also. Government has an important role to play, and we're doing what we need to do, but people also have a role to play. And you have to be smart, and you have to be prudent, and this is not the time to be taking risks for yourself or your family. If you're going to the store and you're getting some groceries because you're going to be inside for a bit, and you know there are elderly people or people who don't have transportation on your block, it might be a nice idea to stop in and ask people in your immediate vicinity if they need help. If there are seniors in general, the cold is going to be truly a problem. If someone were to have a problem in their home with electric or the heat, the situation could get dangerous very quickly. So check on your neighbors, be prudent, stay off the roads if at all possible. And we will get through this because we're New Yorkers, and this is what we do. We take tough situations, and we come together, and we handle them, and we're the better for it.